Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. Today, we have Sarah Camille Wilson with us. Sarah is the Executive Director of the Old Spokes Home, Burlington's nonprofit bike shop. Sarah Camille, we're so happy to have you with us.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. I mean, as you know, I mean, I personally love bikes, and you know that in order for Burlington to transition away from fossil fuels in the ground transportation sector, it's not just about sort of promoting electric vehicles, although that's important. It's also about biking and walking. So before we started recording, you brought up the importance of, sort of equity and accessibility for Old Spokes and how that maybe sets you apart from other retailers, bike retailers in the city. You talked specifically about the Everybody Bikes program. Should we kick it off with that?
Yeah. So the Everybody Bikes program is how we deliver on our nonprofit mission through the retail side of our operation. So, and you know, anyone who comes in the front door of Old Spokes Home can, you know, buy new bikes, buy used bikes, get their bike serviced. But if they qualify as what we call Everybody Bikes customers, that means that they get discounted sales, discounted service, and also discounted accessories as well. So like things like lights and helmets. And that's a way that we try to lower the barrier of entry to getting a bike. You know, I think, you know, there's a tendency in thinking about moving away from fossil fuels to have sort of a scarcity mindset that intimidates people. And we approach it much more in terms of more. The idea that more is more, that it's about more people biking versus less people driving, having, you know, just having that mindset that's much more about sort of increasing and abundance and joy as opposed to about scarcity or like restricting. And a big part of how we work on that through Everybody Bikes is just to try to reduce the barrier of entry to owning a bike and maintaining a bike and having a bike on the road. So there's a number of different ways that someone could qualify. Like an anecdote that I have told a few times recently is a great example this fall. A single mother got in touch with us. She has three kids who are ranging from like, I would say late elementary to late middle school age. And she needed a way for the kids to be able to get themselves to school. They all needed a way to be able to exercise together and separately. She had some back problems. She needed a bike that was going to work for that. The whole family came in and they all test rode a bunch of bikes, worked with our staff, and the whole family left with bikes that fit their budget that would work for everybody in the family.
Yeah, I love that. And I really appreciate you talking about this idea of abundance. We sometimes do fall into that place of, oh God, in order to sort of save the world or do right by the world, we're going to have to do less and sacrifice and all this. But I mean, there's joy in biking, I think.
So much. Totally. Yeah.
And I don't know, you feel it when you walk into Old Spokes Home, personally. I think there's a real love of bikes. And
we love bikes. Yes.
The Fall Fundo. I don't know if we want to talk quickly about the Fall Fundo.
Oh, sure.
Your chief fundraiser for the year. But there's a lot of joy in people coming together to celebrate bikes and what they do for health and personal and social well-being.
Absolutely. Yeah. As you said, the Fall Fundo is our major fundraiser of the year. It's a big ride that we do in the fall. There are multiple lengths, starting with one that's very family friendly that stays in the city to one that goes 100 kilometers or often a bit more than 100 kilometers out of town and gets onto some like class four roads. So there's a huge range. And that is definitely it is a fundraiser. You know, this past fall, we had our most successful Fall Fundo by far. But it also, as you said, it's a day that is about celebrating the joy of bikes and about finding, you know, through riding your bike, making it so that others can too. That's also why we offer the classes that we offer. So like right now we're about to go into the first of two cohorts of what we call Mechanics 101, where it's a 6-week class. We do it in the winter when people are kind of often less on their bikes, but wanting to kind of get them ready for springtime. And we have a cohort that is open to all identities. And then we have a second cohort that is limited to women, trans, and non-binary identities. These all being folks who traditionally, and I totally count myself in this, you know, have not necessarily found the world of working on a bike to be the most accessible. And just really trying to make a space where, you know, the instructors are also people who hold those identities. And it's a space where those who maybe have felt excluded or intimidated can find a more welcoming avenue into just learning more about how to take care of their bike, basically.
Maybe now we can transition to the rebate program that BED offers. You know, we were the first in the country to offer a rebate program for electric bikes this week. And for our listeners, it's early January. We're bumping that up to $800, $850 if you're a low-income individual. How do you think that's going to increase sales or just the advent of electric bike ridership in the city, if at all?
Yeah, Jen, I mean, I was so happy to hear you were launching these increased rebates, because I do think that they, particularly that higher rebate for folks who are income qualifying, that can work really well with our Everybody Bikes program. One of the places where Old Spokes Home is really trying to be very thoughtful is there are a ton of direct-to-consumer e-bikes on the market that are inexpensive, but they're not safe, or they don't stay safe for long. And then, you know, you run into issues also where you have these proprietary batteries. And if these companies go bust, which they often do, then there's actually no way to keep that bike on the road. So our hope is that through things like the Everybody Bikes program, which is possible because of the funding we get from donors and grants, and then through programs like the rebate program through Burlington Electric, that we can lower the barrier of entry substantially on more quality e-bikes that are going to be safe, that are going to be, you know, that we're going to be able to repair in a long-term way.
Yeah.
And so I really see a lot of possibility for the Burlington Electric Rebate Program pairing really well with our Everybody Bikes program.
We talked a lot about Everybody Bikes, sort of equity and accessibility. We talked about the Fall Fundo. Are there other programs that are unique to Old Spokes that you want to share with listeners?
Well, I think a lot of people know us for our annual Kids Bike Bonanza. That's going to be in May. And that is the annual event where we give away about 150 kids bikes to young kids. We work with partner organizations. We sometimes partner with schools to get people together who, you know, kids who wouldn't have bikes otherwise. We'll have more information about dates and location as we get closer to the time, for sure. But it's definitely speaking of joy, one of the most joyful days. You know, the staff talk all year about how joyful that day is.
Where do you see biking going in Burlington? And can you share your hope for the future in terms of the uptick of bike riders and the infrastructure that makes biking possible?
We have this sort of mentality in the United States around a lot of things that, like, oh, there's just, who could possibly imagine a world where biking was just as good as or a better option than driving a car? That just, who could possibly imagine that? It's inconceivable. But you look at a lot of other countries, and that is, in fact, very much the norm and has been for decades. So the models are out there, right? It's not just about sort of token infrastructure in the direction of bikes. It's about a people-centered urban planning approach that really, it may be initially unpopular in some cases, you know, that actually actively disincentivizes the car. I think that infrastructure that makes that person who's barely comfortable on a bike at all feel empowered and safe to be out there using that as their transportation, and for that to just actually feel like the best choice.
Yeah, so that's this cycle. We've got to have the infrastructure for people to feel safe biking, and when they feel safe, they demand more infrastructure.
Exactly. And it's like, where do you hit that critical point? I'm not sure, but it does seem like the e-bike is a really important piece of that, especially in the US, because in some places, towns have actually grown up around the concept of getting around by bike. That's not the case anywhere in the United States. You know, we all, generally speaking, need to get to work and to other places. And we all, generally speaking, benefit from physical activity and time outdoors, right? And we have finite time. And, you know, you have a choice between sitting behind the wheel of a car where you're really separated from the world and sort of isolated versus, you know, taking a similar amount of time, particularly if you have an e-bike, to get to that same destination, being physically active, being out there and engaged in the world, and allowing that thing that you have to do, that commute, to also be a source of joy.
Sarah, it was such a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us today.
Absolutely. So happy to be here. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy. If you have any questions about this podcast or what BED offers regarding incentives, rebates, or technological support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're always here to help and look forward to engaging with you on our mutual path to net zero energy.